Hey guys, welcome to the podcast with Mayo, and we are here again with another special in the spirit of Valentine's Day, and we have Valentine's Day special, and we are here with some guests and your usual people. So I'm going to be introducing them. They'll be introducing themselves one by one. We have.
Hi guys, my name is Suzad.
Hi guys, my name is Fortune.
Hello guys, Fumbi here.
Hello. My name is Imbi.
And I remain Ini. So today we'll be asking our guests like random questions, and they will give us their own point of view and perspective of how they see Valentine's Day in Babcon, in Nigeria,
in relationship
everywhere in general.
Or you are not.
You are single. Single or taking?
It's complicated. I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle. Okay. So, Suzad, are you taking or you're single?
I'm in a relationship, serious one.
Period. Okay. So, Fortune, are you in a relationship or you're not?
I'm not. I'm very much single.
So, into this podcast, we'll be dividing it. Since we have someone that is in a relationship and someone that is single, and somebody that is confused in between. Yes. So, we have questions for you guys. So I think I'm going to start with someone that is in a relationship, which is Suzan. So Suzan, as Valentine's Day is like approaching and all, do you think your babe should like ask you to be his pal?
Personally, I feel it's unnecessary. For the fact that I'm your girlfriend, I'm automatically your vow to we break up.
But like, wait though, there's this trend going on TikTok that your man has to ask you out even if you're in a relationship and everything. So what do you see about that one?
To me, it's very unnecessary. Why are people attracting drama? So that means for him to ask you, if he doesn't ask you now, meaning he can ask another girl.
No, that's not it. But like,
to me personally, it's unnecessary. Well, I'm your babe, you're my man, I'm your vow.
Energy. E for energy. Okay. So, let me ask our single fellows and people and someone that is in have you guys ever had a vow or like had like a chance of someone asking you to be their vow?
Nothing like that. Why are you surprised?
Wait, sorry.
So,
for the past
how many years?
20 years.
20, yes,
22, 20, 23. Let's put it like that.
Yes, 23 years.
Nah.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Why are you proud of her?
I mean, even me too.
You will go to Shiloh.
Yes, I'm not joking.
You will go to Shiloh. 2023.
Don't remember, she said she's in the meeting.
She's available, you guys. Her name is Fumi. She's actually very pretty. So
you can ask her.
Even have you gotten a gift even without having a bow?
Yeah.
Obviously, not them. She dey hot.
As in it.
Hot commodity.
Fortune,
have you ever asked someone to be your vow? Or maybe they asked you as well, Tanga, be my vow?
Honestly, I don't remember asking anybody to be my vow. Yeah, but I have gotten a Valentine's gift before.
So you can be single and still get gifts. As long as you are hot in the market, like they will give you gifts.
Anonymous is real.
Exactly.
But you can still scam me, sure.
No, I'm safe.
Yeah, but I think Valentine is not all about being in a relationship. Like my definition of Valentine is love. Like, so you can get gifts from your parents, siblings, friends. You don't necessarily have to be in a relationship to get a Valentine's gift to someone.
Yeah, I mean, Saint Valentine, he died because of what love. Doesn't mean that he had a lover.
History major. History major.
Stop playing.
So, I'm going to ask Suzan. Okay, I think that would be like a general question. So generally, who do you think, like, what's the English? Who gives more on Valentine's Day? The guy? Or the girl?
It's a general question.
So,
honestly,
who does the gifting? The guy?
Based on
is the
my
guy
research.
Meant to do it or the girl?
Based on my research.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, based on my research. I feel it's meant to be like necessarily doesn't have to be by a gender. Yeah, mm-hmm. Anybody can gift if your pockets can accommodate the so-called gift. But right now, what's going on is pressure. Everybody, everywhere they hurt your bodily pepper.
But who does more? The guy or the babe?
Guy. Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, I feel like
it's always the guy. Anymore.
Honestly, because I mean, if you see the Valentine packages for the females, it's like you're seeing a lot of gifts and the money is like 25.
But you see, I saw one. There was premium of 300k.
I've seen like 1 point something. No,
then you see guys who just pass boxes and you see like 5k.
They're actually better customized gifts for men now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like shoes, bullets.
Where are they?
But with that, let's not even like
trad. Since guys now like wear trad and everything.
But for girls, you see wig, bone straight, with chocolate. 2 million. What
are
you saying?
I mean,
no.
So I think it's safe to say that the guys
they do it more.
So babe,
even vacation to
most times always the guy. But like I feel like it shouldn't be like that, because I feel the way the internet is making it look like is if your guy doesn't do it more, then you're not in a good relationship. Leave him. I feel like since it's about love, if you can, go all out for him if he deserves it, and if she deserves it, go all out for her. I don't even know why you're gonna be with somebody that doesn't deserve it in the first place. And if you have the money too, it's nobody's business, honestly.
The money too is like another restriction on some relationships. Mm-hmm. Oh, I cannot afford this. And like the girl is like expecting, my babies are getting this. Why is it that he cannot get me this thing?
Let me just tell you something. You see what will happen on that day? Let's put it like this. You will get a gift for your babe. And basically the entire room will wait.
What is inside the gift.
So, for adventure, if you are getting only cakes and chocolates and the rest, that means just know that
you're going to put your
roommate into consideration. Because the package you get is the way they rate you. Exactly.
Word, personally, like, I don't buy the idea of, like, a guy getting me, like, my man getting me stuff. Like, last time, my birthday, he got me things, but it was the birthday stuff. And stop. It was not everybody. It was not everybody that knew what he got me. People, I gave cake, I gave them cake. Did he get you something? Yes, what? Hey, I don't want to talk about it. But, like, this Valentine's everywhere is also. I don't want anything that will make people come and be like, oh, what did you? No, I didn't get anything. Please, did he give you something? Yes. What did you? Nothing. My sister, go to your room. It's okay. I don't want anybody being my business. Oh, her man got her this. They will not start classifying what you want. I don't even want anybody to be my business.
I feel like when you have girls that are not mature and experienced, whereby you have ladies that go into relationship, but it's probably because of their friends are in a relationship.
Peer pressure.
Now let me paint a scenario. A girl is in a relationship because her friend is in a relationship, and her friend's boyfriend is probably a working class guy.
Or giving her allowance.
Then you are not expecting your boyfriend, who is in school, getting allowance from his parents, is not hustling like your friend's boyfriend who's a working class, and you're expecting so much
from that allowance. From
you. Like, you understand?
Use it and feed.
It will feed you.
It will feed you.
Buy
you this project. You use it and pay for cleaning.
Hey, but why are you paying? Have you experienced the beef?
I didn't know. I'm so angry.
I've had people narrate to me.
Very sad. I feel like the entire society said put a lot on guys. So why would you want, like, why would you date a guy and then you not be putting another pressure on him? Do you get? It's very unnecessary, to be honest.
It's not there.
Allah, maturity is not there.
So you guys, please, this Valentine's Day that is approaching, please let's make it special for our guys. They need love. Them too, they want love.
Serious love.
You see, they want love.
And try to be
one of us are not single.
We are
in the middle.
You are in the middle now. You see,
So those that are trying to get her,
they have potential.
So we that were single, nobody wants to impress us.
Just
be there.
She said somebody has given you before. God can do it again.
You are a hot commodity. But it's actually, that's actually nice. But still, that's your love. to our guys, even if you're not in a relationship with any of them, as friends you can like give them also. And you can patronize Ebube for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
He just brought out his merch. So
fear men. You can fear men, you can fear women.
On Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Why
would you wear fear men on Valentine's Day?
You know the fear men.
See, here's the deal. You deceive them, they gift you, and you wear fear men.
Then another person gives you, you change the shirt again.
And wear fear.
So you can buy two pieces of shirt.
No.
So the next question is, let's assume maybe all of us are in a relationship now, because like, I want to ask like general question. What would be your reaction if you find out that your partner didn't give you gifts but gave another person gifts?
Eh?
We play a lot.
We have confirmed it that I'm your babe. You get
so. Officially.
But there's another perspective to that.
What perspective, Ebube? Ebube,
listen to me. I think from all angles, you know. So what if your babe doesn't believe in Valentine's?
How do I contact concern another
girl? Wait, I don't understand.
What? What?
Someone else.
No, he fucked up. He's not meant to. My bad.
Ebube, you know, go like.
My bad.
Watch your mouth, make you no collect. You go collect though.
So the person is not meant to gift.
At all. That's very disrespectful. Just let go wrong, it's disrespectful.
Oh yeah, now let me add a twist to it. Let me talk.
Sorry.
Imagine now your partner. A boy or a girl. Calm down now. Maybe I didn't give you, but I gave my best friend.
Is the best friend a boy or a girl?
Hey, now, in your, like, for a female
like,
now.
What genders?
What gender? Like, me now, I have a babe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't give my babe something. Mm-hmm. And I think, but I got my best friend who is a guy, I got him gifts. Area of a guy, the guy will tell his babe that, babe, I didn't get you anything. I got my best friend that is a girl gifts.
That's
what would be your reaction?
How would you come to me and come to my face?
God touched him to tell you. But my own is you.
It's better I don't even know.
He's being respectful.
But then if you find out,
say that,
it's better you fight the fight now.
In both ways, it's disrespectful.
It's very, very disrespectful.
And I shouldn't even be in that type of relationship.
Amen. No, God forbid. Be bad thing, then I'll be such men. No, what's that?
If you see something, just move.
Just carry yourself and date your bestie.
Until you're in the relationship.
Exactly.
Hey, now, thank God it's not marriage. It's not too late. Pack your load and go. What is that?
But,
sister, you're angry.
I'm very angry. What is that? I'm even picturing myself. God forbid. It has not, but I'm trying to, relate. Because that's why it's because they have to be fighting in their hostels now. 400 level babies beating 200 level.
Well, it happened last year.
You see, ba?
Yes.
And when night, you see, how
can you say? You guys should stay tuned
to the way they are going to fight this Valentine's Day, because I feel the pressure is getting worse. Especially in this Babcock.
You are being a gift.
Another person.
Gifts.
And you'll be there.
You look at
drinking Gary on Valentine's Day.
But I will not be surprised when by hearing someone's name being called down says like 5 times from different people.
And you're like, Ebube,
come down to the reception. You have to pay for you.
Ebube, don't they lie?
Because you see this thing, Busa, this pull letter, love letter. I think that's one of the reasons I deceive most of you. Because one guy will send one letter
to 5 girls. No, how many of us do we have? Yes, counting Crystal, Platinum, Diamond, Avila, Fad, Ameyo, Quinesta, that's
them.
Staff Quarters, Victoria, something, that's eight. You guys should stay tuned. Post your letter on your Snap or something. So, in case anybody.
Let's know. Same handwriting.
This podcast, we also used to do FBI work. So, you can give us your DC, but you go pay.
In case you see that your boyfriend or your babe, one of them, they are doing the opposite of what you. We'll call them out. Hello?
Yes.
Send us.
The tunnel will fire them. We'll be doing press up. So. So like now you guys are like admitting the fact that you guys really react, the fact that he gave another person.
Of course, yes. Why would you react?
Disrespect.
Like, why would you even react?
Yes.
There's some girls will be like, I don't like him getting me things. So he's actually
That's what I was saying now. Now if the I'm not
girl,
a material girl.
I don't trust money. I'm my own money.
They play.
Girls accept now that you're a material girl.
Yes, and you be there.
But she's not a material girl. You guys should leave them.
I feel like that's a lie.
Every girl is a freaking material girl. It's not about to an extent.
No, it's to an extent. Wait, calm down. It's actually to an extent. Because if, like, I won't like that, the fact that you're getting me food like every day. Because I'll start feeling that, okay, meet, I'm meant to get you something. Yes, yeah. Meant to be at both sides. Energy. Okay, from the guy, from the babe, energy, hitting each other. Today, I can decide to give you food. Today, you can decide to get me food. The same thing. Ah, babe, I'm broke. I don't think I'm going to do today. Okay, fine, no problem. It's not an obligation.
Right. Yeah.
Once you're in a relationship, normally, you shouldn't have the mind, like, I'm doing it for you from my heart.
Yes, so I feel like
if, I'm if you're not thinking that, oh, you're being like indebted.
Mm-hmm. Not meet your daddy in the house, let him buy food for you.
Talk about it.
Because I think I was guilty of that in the beginning, but like later on, stop it. Like he was always doing the spending and everything. But stop now. But then, like, I got to understand that, like, when you're in a relationship with someone, it's not transactional. So if you can't do that,
write that word down. Transactional. Relationship is not transactional.
It's not transactional. He made me understand that it's not transactional. So even if I want to get him something and I can't do that now, it's totally fine. For the fact that I have the intention and make it, I have the money to do it, I'll definitely do it. So it's really not
and
a big
like
deal.
Both ways, if your partner loves you, like, you should not feel like, you should not feel indebted to them.
Yes.
Once they give you something, truly, like,
the
person really loves you.
Because
I used to feel so mad. I want to get the person, like, again.
Keep getting it.
I
feel that's my own love language, like people that I really like and care about. Like if you say that, maybe just mention it that, oh, you want to get something, I'll actually think it may not be like immediately I'll get for you.
Yeah,
I'll
but
just
think towards it.
I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm just going to get this person this thing. That kind of thing. So it's just in the head.
But as far as the person doesn't make you feel like, oh, since I've gotten you this thing, you owe me. Once that energy is coming, please do run out. Run. Even leave your slippers.
Run, no. So, next question is, do you guys feel Valentine's Day is overrated or underrated? Why are you guys quiet?
I don't know.
I mean, it depends from the context you're coming from. For me personally, I don't think, to an extent, it's overrated.
Actually, in Babcock University.
It's not.
Valentine's Day is meant to be like, no go anywhere. Stay in your room.
Because
you will just see package.
Why are you so angry? I don't understand.
See, that day, I'll be in class.
I swear.
Then after class that ends by 6, I'll read my book.
It's true. Our class ends by 6 that day.
We have our worship
So it's not our worship. Now you should announce the girls. Sorry, you have to be package.
So on to the next question, I wanted to ask, what kind of gifts do you expect from your partner? If you guys are in a relationship, I'm talking to single and the people
as a
that.
Guy, as a guy.
Welcome, you guys. We forgot to introduce Maverick. So Maverick, hi.
Hi. You get me. But as a guy, you know, we all know. As a guy, all guys know our usual Valentine gifts now. Cigarette and boxer. No. You get me.
Things have changed now. You guys are wearing trash.
Somewhere.
Well, calm down now.
But it's not bad. What if that's what she has?
No, like, if I buy you ask someone, what do you expect? Like,
it's like a respect. Not you, though. My man.
For the record, she was not saying no yet.
It depends on how it looks like.
Exactly. Now you're talking.
Who
What's so that's sexy about girls. Getting a guy?
Singlet and boxers.
Sorry, you have like a lot, so you not keep repeating it.
Gucci, like Gucci boxers.
No,
what would I want to buy? Designer boxers.
So you guys not repeat it now? She's giving you like a lot.
Personally, I can't give my man.
Me too, I
can't.
But
that was the way to no. Their packages now.
Size. Like, do you get?
I've never done it before. By God's grace, I will never
do it. I've not done it before, and I'm not.
But has he ever crushed a man?
No,
how about you think like no. I think the only people that used to cross their mind is all these illusion babes.
Yes, all these illusion babes.
Yahoo babes, and they're like.
They will not buy socks, colored socks. He will not be wearing it.
He will not be wearing it.
But like, as a girl, what do you guys expect as Valentine's Day?
Me money, yo. I don't want any girl coming to my room asking me, what did he get? Just send me money. I'll see the
money, other money that would choke you, her. I'll be like,
that's all. That's
I'm
all.
I'm a very big fan of chocolate. I love chocolate. If you know me, you know I love chocolate.
Mm. You guys are
shocked. You guys
are
taking
notes. That's from me.
Money, shake my account.
Serious. So that's from Susan and Fumisha.
Chocolate, yes. Money.
Shake the account.
Yes.
I'll shake the account. You.
You guys ask
you. What do you want?
No,
I'm not the material girl. I don't spend my man's money.
I don't spend money.
He will spend it on someone else.
He will spend it on someone else.
Let's just go out on a date. That's all.
That's quite cute.
Yeah,
just that. That was not here now.
That does not affect the gift.
So you wear red. You wear red and you wear white.
Me, wear red and white. Don't play with me. They play.
Okay, what do you want to wear?
A very nice, sexy gown like this. Nice body hug, body hug.
He's saying that that is red.
I beg, it's not red though.
Alright.
Well, so, you see that the red will choke.
I know.
It's 100 level though. I'm wearing red.
No, not to do that. I feel like.
I know a particular lecturer. I'm not going to call his name.
And now Bill Gist is not, it's not active again.
You get when we're 100 level.
And there's this lecturer him. Like you're about to say.
There's this lecturer.
This guy is going to wear red and white.
You know the lecturer.
Before him.
He's going to wear red and white.
Mr. Walkers.
What's
this? You're not going to wear red. You're not going to wear Walkers. So please
do. You will wear. You will
say they will know.
They will know.
They will know.
Let's just tell you. Stay tuned. Me, myself, I'll post it on my Snap. I'm trying to Ebube. Ebube will post it. You will see this man. This man wear red suit.
On the Instagram page.
He wear red suit. Red trouser. Red shoe.
And white. Both. That's quite a lot of color. Purple yeah, suit, we have green, green suit,
that's yellow,
white suit,
yeah, Yoruba.
Is it the season of love?
I get what she did.
You red shoe, you red shoe.
Catch yourself.
We had it, but like, just
let's just let it go. So
let's not go there. Let's not go
there. Now, for us that we are seeing with. Susan, we're not asking you.
Okay, no problem.
We're asking us that we are single, we know ourselves.
Yeah.
People that are in complicated, don't answer.
If you are in
we should not answer. Even you too, baby.
Sorry, my bad.
How should a single person spend Valentine's Day? What do you suggest?
You know, I've been
there. Put your hand down.
I've been there before.
Put your hand down. Everybody, don't say anything.
Sorry, my bad.
I've always been single on Valentine's
Day. No, a question. How do you spend Valentine's Day as a single person?
Just... go about your day like nothing is happening. Like, you don't give a fuck about like, that. Valentine cannot define me.
Valentine cannot define me. Who will be 2023?
But at the same time, do you feel the pressure though? I feel like it's more for girls though than guys.
Yes. It's not even about me. I'm
pressure choke.
Please don't shake me like that.
Only money shakes your account.
Before that Valentine's Day, you see like maybe 2 nights before that day, you start seeing proposals outside.
Yeah,
you be my bow. Didi is 100 level. Now when we're 100 level,
I never see him.
When we're 100 level, in front of calf. They did very well.
Seriously. I don't come out.
Yeah, she had to see
me outside.
But then she has men. How?
How? And she's single again. How?
She's in between.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. They have men.
No. Women always have men. That's just it. Like,
I think girls always have men.
You are the person that said that you always have someone, no matter.
Exactly.
Women always have men. Like, honestly.
Fumi, you're the one that put yourself in this place. I'm not saying.
They always feel like they always know the
second
person.
Yeah, these women are. You eventually know. I'm like, at least.
I feel like that's when relationships begin, when they know when the breakup is coming.
So you're just like prepare.
That's if you're interested in being in another relationship, honestly. If you're me, because me personally, once I'm done, God forbid, I'm not doing again. Yes, now.
So you're not going to enter
my bring my husband to the door, knock the door.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, because what's that?
God's homeboy.
But you can never know if it's your husband or if it's your boyfriend.
You can never know if it's your husband.
God helps people, because sometimes you should not let your boyfriend stop you from finding your husband.
You can have a boyfriend and people like. So as we're saying, how are you like going to spend your Valentine's Day?
Okay,
for me, I think I'll just now treat myself.
Yeah.
Lucky everybody that has a couple on social. I don't want to see it. I'm just to keep myself sane. At the end of the day.
And that's all I was doing.
But then, I mean,
when you have roommates, like me now, all my roommates are booed up. Yeah. And, you know, gifts are entering the room. All right, that's all sitting there. I'm like, at some point, they'll be like, God.
Just God, my God, where's God? God, where's my secret about?
Do you know what you do?
You buy for yourself.
Enter the room early. Lock them out.
Just ask them if they are with gifts or not.
If you don't get gift for Valentine, how will you feel?
It's if you really rate this Valentine of a thing. I mean, you can gift your babe without it being Valentine. I mean, why you guys putting too much effort?
Because on other days, you can decide to take up. Calm down. Yeah. I think it's because we are in like Bangkok and like this way we can take her out. If it was outside, oh babe, we are going on a date later tonight. No problem. Do you get her gifts on like on a steady? Babe, I want to get this. Can you like you send the money to her? Mm-hmm. That's like also a form of gifting apart
but
from
but then there's still see, that. If you can still gift me on every other day, what is happening to Valentine's
Day?
I just feel like you don't have to do a lot if you have been gifting me on a raise. But that day you must get. And if you don't have much money.
Because you guys are saying that it's a must, the person has to give you that day.
That's the perspective everybody has about
those that are couples, I mean,
if we are dating, it should be 50-50. I should get you something, you should get me something.
We cannot stereotype.
I said before, if you are single, like I said, Valentine, my own perspective about Valentine is that. Is that like you don't have to get gifts from maybe your partner, it could be from a friend, family,
okay,
friends.
But then, let's take it on the personal.
Your mom can be your mom,
but like, yeah.
Let's take it on the personal level.
You know what my mom would give me?
Please, so actually, please.
Actually,
let's
not be about. But for real, you're in a relationship.
No, I feel, yeah.
And your significant other does not give to you. You feel
your significant.
You definitely feel something.
Other
way. Especially.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he must bring down heaven that day. But if you can get me food, if you can get me anything I want, I like on a reg, why can't you get, even if it's small, it's, one stick of chocolate,
it's,
how about?
It's if you rate.
You get, how about?
No, we spoke about if Valentine is overhyped or not.
Yes.
So that's, it's not overhyped. That's the overhyped.
That's the overhyped thing about Valentine's Day.
Left for me, yeah, I feel you, you know. So you're not meant to.
Please, come back to Nigeria. Leave your Costa Rica aspect there. Come back to Nigeria.
Come on.
Let's never lie.
Let's have it.
Let's have it.
You get me? Like, relationship, as in, babe. I know, yeah, if your guy doesn't get you something, it's mad.
Yeah. You be, you feel somehow.
You get what I'm saying, it's mad.
Like, let's be real right now.
Let's be honest.
But as a guy, if your baby doesn't get you something, you'll be like, cool, this girl's broken.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? Like,
guys are more understanding.
Calm down. Man, what you say? I did not give my babe something. You're not saying I'm broke.
It's possible now. You just overlook it.
Let's say, calm.
What if I
ordered
something? Calm down. And not come that day.
Being broke is not a bad thing, though.
Like, what? If it didn't come that day, like maybe it comes in next 2 days.
And now you explain, you don't know when I had money.
You don't
know when I had money.
That's a different
thing. And Beyusef, you are
happy. Now, their partners, when I've been there since like beginning of the semester.
I feel like if you order something and it not come on that Valentine's Day, it's a different thing. I could order something, but you're not getting anything.
So, Mavri, don't say that though.
Like, it's a different thing.
Okay.
I feel like for me, it's both ways. If as a girl you do not get, it's wrong, honestly.
So yes, it's, thank you, Jerry Fortune.
So I'm like, I feel this would be like second to the last question. But like this would just be personal. You guys should just like answer under 1 minute.
You guys.
I'm starting with Ebube.
Me?
No, wait, calm down. I'm starting with Maverick. Maverick, describe your perfect Valentine's Day.
Date.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Damn, this is crazy, girl.
Like, how the date is going to go on Valentine's Day in general. Right. Like, everybody has 1 minute. 1 minute to everybody.
Sure,
describe the scenario of how you want it to be.
The scenario of how you want it to be. Perfect Valentine's. Mm-hmm. It's not as if it's going to come to pass, but just imagine.
What do you mean?
Sorry. I feel like at the beginning of the day, like probably just talk in the morning. Then we'll just do whatever we're doing throughout the whole day. Then probably like in the evening, we'll just link. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be like an outside thing.
Yeah,
just
that's
like,
so cute.
Me too, personally, as we're in school like this, there's not even time. So in the morning you have a conversation. At least I need to start my day with, you know, a nice note. Tell me how you feel about me. If you know, and then the evening, obviously, you just exchange gifts and eat.
I'm leaving now.
And of course, food is quite important to me, and you know, so you just food is a lot. So we just eat and then have a wonderful conversation and appreciate each other. That's just it for me.
Producer. So the next person is Fortune.
Miriam.
Yeah, stop now.
Okay, so for me, I think I would try to make her feel special in the morning. Probably by, like, you know, shaking her accounts, like always say in the morning. Then I think in the night, I'm sure she will have a long day. Then in the night, probably just go on a beach date. Just something, chilling with the vibes.
Oh my god!
You know, get some snacks, foods,
drinks. Give people, Fortune is
chill. He's then, you know, single, please grab him now.
Then give her back to her house and, you know, drop her.
Passenger princess. So for me, you're next.
Okay, you said Valentine's dates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so for example, I would have a long day at work, obviously, or something.
Okay.
So when I'm back, let's say you tell me you're going to come and pick me up at, let's say, 7 or 8. And then you come pick me up at my house, my crib. with flowers on the seat. Then you open the door for me and I will sit down.
Oh, what?
And you will hand me the flower.
Don't interrupt.
And then, no, even movies. Something I've planned in my head. And then you go to the classy restaurant, the ambience, the ice steps, everything is 100. I'm dressed up sexy, but looking good, smashing everything. And then we eat. And we have dessert, and then we head back to the crib, and you know.
Another dessert.
You can decide to be the dessert, like
at the end. Of course,
that's the after plan.
Netflix and chill.
I think this podcast should be rated 20 at this point.
Yeah,
explicit. I didn't say anything explicit.
Yeah, Bube. Oh, yeah, you.
Sorry guys, I've been thinking of this. Oh my god, if you hear what I'm about to say. So this particular day, that's a Tuesday morning. Since I'm still an undergraduate.
No, don't make it like that.
No, you're perfect. Sorry.
Your fantasy.
It's my fantasy now.
Sorry,
okay, sorry. We'll walk to class together wearing red and white.
What?
Then when we are done with class, yeah, take you out. So
is it BGS officer?
No, boots canteen. Let's make it nice. Blessed Naira. We sneak her out for Blessed Naira. Then after that, we just, you know, that's towards the evening. Classes end by 6. Yeah, you'll finish eating. Why don't come back to school that day?
By the way,
that's what I'm saying. So either we lodge or we find someone that is doing off campus.
That's your perfect Valentine.
So we have the perfect time of our life. I'll show you what I gifted you: G-string, so many of them. Very sexy.
She's not wearing for you that night.
Exactly. Then we'll
not end. Strip for you.
We'll not end the night. You know how this end will end it.
Yeah, come to the end of the show. You just like that.
You off it.
Wow.
So yeah, for me. For me, that's how my perfect Valentine. I'm not a fan of fantasies. Come back to reality, you know.
Yes. My girls are set, like in the morning, you can like start off with like FaceTime, talk, or hey babe.
Don't you pray to God?
Yeah, like don't pray now.
You pray to God.
Did you
pray to God?
Did
you mention God? You literally said you end the show with this thing.
You said we need to pray.
I thought you were walking to class.
But then the question is like dates, right?
Not exactly.
Valentine's Day.
But I feel like to set the mood for the date, you must have started off well in the morning.
Exactly.
Of course, you should have text.
So, let me continue my own. Like, a good, like, talk, like, over FaceTime or something. Or maybe when I wake up, I'm seeing, like, a message from him.
Sorry, FaceTime.
Can you let me talk? Yes, I know it's
life. Hey, it's your own now.
I'm talking about my own.
What's up there now? You do video calls.
But, like, maybe when I wake up, I'm like, put on my data and I'm like seeing a very lovely message and I call you. I'm like, oh hi, what's up? And we talk. Do you get? And obviously my crib. I'm not with him as in school now. I'm like outside. And maybe I work as a scientist that I am. That'll be very busy. And some people like, oh sorry, please, you have a package outside. And I'm like, oh okay. And I come outside, I see flowers and see food and I see the short note. Please don't overstress yourself. We're going out this night.
Then
I get home and there's another package and it's like,
the dress you're going
please kindly wear this.
Oh yes, like that would be so nice.
Please kindly wear. please rest it down, rest it down.
Kindly wear, kindly wear this. And I'm like, this night is about to be good. And like he comes and pick me up, and I'm like, oh, I'm ready. And he comes and holds my hand, and we enter inside the car. We get there, like aesthetic is nice.
Yeah,
come down to the
Uber. You come and pick me Uber. The aesthetic is nice. The serene is like the whole environment is serene and everything. And we eat, we laugh.
You're sipping on champagne.
And we laugh and we talk and everything. And we go back home and like we like do like Netflix and chills. We go get comfy and like stay.
It's true for him.
You guys always forget this part.
You guys end the night then.
Yes.
You guys always forget this.
What's
prayer.
That?
Do not put your portraits.
Do I look like a Yahoo?
Let's your obituary. What's that?
Throw pillow.
Oh, mom.
Perfect gift.
Now, for the record, I have that, but it was my mom that gifted me.
So that's cow. You saw that guy.
And a mug.
Oh,
yeah,
it was my
mom.
Did they do the bar?
And then she got me clothes. No,
there was no bar.
It was just cake.
So that was
what
was. Was it Valentine's or birthday?
It was birthday.
Oh, no,
that's cool.
So,
that's smart.
You guys have heard everybody's ideas about how they want their Valentine's Day to be, how they want everything to go, about gift ideas and everything. So, you guys, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, please try and show our guys, like, more value. Show them that we love them so much.
Don't show them locks, boxers.
Please don't give them. They are really paid that we are giving them boxers and singlets. Don't give them. Please be different this time. Okay? And we want to do a shout out for our one and only host, our CEO. In name of Ebu Bey. His birthday was like, how many days ago? You don't pass, huh? Now wait till we know be that.
Well,
we still wish him happy birthday, long life and prosperity.
Amen, amen.
He will have actually a stable relationship.
Amen, no.
He'll be proud to say it.
No,
I'm proud of my relationship any day. It's just you people that are confused.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm telling you from beginning that there's something there.
Yeah. So, Sha, and that's you people's business. So. And still,
and for those that are single, we
you can give to yourself. No. You don't listen to them.
Don't
you
listen to
give
them.
Yourself.
Give
show yourself
love.
Take
yourself
out. But please take paso.
And don't forget that.
Take paso.
Forget that whatever you're doing, the man would have done it for you.
Don't listen to him. It's very toxic.
And for those in the bridge,
in between.
Oh yeah,
nobody.
But in between, though, like. Don't come buy Valentine gifts. I don't know.
Almost stay safe.
Yeah,
definitely break your heart.
Exactly.
If you are in between, just get from all of them.
Don't come be getting Valentine gifts.
When you are going, this is what I'm about to say. Rated 20, but like when you are going outside, also please make sure you protect yourself so you not come back with 9 months.
Because many last friends, they are seeing the tests. They take tests. Yes, even some of them that I would take are actually.
What's your problem now? Stop saying no. What's that?
Any of them. And
so that you don't come back and start ordering abortion pills.
The merch for podcast is also out. You guys should kindly we'll drop the link below. You guys should check it out. You guys should get it. And show love to like tell other people and tell in the description below and tell your friends and everything that thing. So we have come to the end of this amazing podcast. Have a very lovely
Don't
fornicate.
Yes, see,
you'll get pregnant.
Year. Do something different. People must not fornicate every time.
This full-on game is not strong.
Pastor Francis said it's change.
If you don't study, you carry pregnancy. I'm like, don't we all just remember born people? We don't want. We don't want.
Yeah,
all these scorpions that are running around. And if you like, if you're in school, remember to drop your letter in the boxes that are in your various halls.
Also,
about you.
Like,
don't drop anything toxic, please. We are sharing love.
That singleness wants to kill you. You can just send like a letter.
So the person will feel love for months.
Exactly.
Like, those have been seen for quite a while.
Ebube, what's your own? Why are you paying? It's not as if you are not in a relationship. Social. And
I don't let them catch
you. That's pain.
Don't let them catch
please,
you.
Please, now let us end this thing.
Sorry for the violence. If they catch you,
they catch you.
Also,
we are going home.
They catch you in the night. Though. Just so that, you know.
Oh
You must not give on Valentine's Day.
I don't understand. It's your gift.
In school, oh yeah, now.
Especially when you are graduating.
Graduating class. Thank you very much. Because you're already prolonging this matter. I can't wait. No matter what.